I'm Dave Nordman, executive editor of the Telegram Gazette, joined on this Voice of Business by Stephanie Silva, the programs and events coordinator for the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you, Dave.
We'll jump right into it. Program and events coordinator, and I suspect being the spring and launching into summer, that programs and events are a hot topic these days.
They are, and it is great to have the sun out, to have everybody be outside, and even more having the ability to have really no regulations on capacity with the governor's order that on May 29th, we can really get back to having full events and not having to worry about the restrictions that we've really been holding strong to the past year.
Yeah, and that's, I'm sure, That is welcome news to somebody that plans programs and events.
It is music to my ears. Yes.
And of course, the first thing I want to do is just like jump right to the golf tournament. But I will let you jump in and talk about whatever programs and events that are coming up on the chamber schedule.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, we have a full schedule for sure. Even though we have the ability to do in-person events, we still want to make sure that we're offering a balanced schedule of hybrid events as well, because they have been so successful.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, it's still, you know, the governor's, rollback. It's, you know, of course, you know, there's no, you know, restrictions indoor outdoors, but there still is, there's a large number of people who haven't gotten vaccinated yet. And the recommendation is if you're not vaccinated, that you can continue to social distance and wear masks in public. So there is, you know, we see the light at the end of the tunnel, but we're not completely there yet. So I totally understand.
Yep. And we certainly want to be respectful of people who want to ease into it. Even though we're all ready to go, you know, some of us, we do want to make sure that we respect those folks. And it is nice to be able to hop on a Zoom in the middle of the day versus having to leave your office.
I was just going to say the same thing. Like, who would have, you know, thunk it, you know, a year ago that we'd say, wow, this Zoom thing is really not a bad idea. Like, you know, I can jump on a Zoom meeting at 8 and, you know, be off by 9 and, you know, not have to leave my office. And, you know, as people kind of get good at it and they, you know, organize their days, they become more productive and even more approachable. And they say, yeah, sure, I'll attend that event or, you know, so, I mean, there's certainly the convenience factor in that. Now the fact that we've all gotten so good at it, I think it's probably here to stay in a lot of circumstances.
Yes, definitely was something that was great that came out of things that happened during COVID. So we do have a virtual event coming up on Thursday. It is a business and government forum. The topic is about converting hired hands to trusted partners. So we have two really great presenters, Henry Patterson with Rethink Restaurants and Bill Foch with Open Book Coaching. They have extensive history and experience in business, and Henry used to be a multi-level restaurant entrepreneur for many years. So they're going to have a really great presentation, and we're hoping everybody tunes in on Thursday, May 27th at 10 a.m. And again, that's virtual.
Yeah, so that's a business and government forum. So what should we expect Bill and Henry to talk about?
So they're really talking about retaining employees and getting them invested in business owners' businesses. So instead of just having employees that come and go every single day, they're learning more about what makes the business run and essentially how they're paid. So it's more about understanding, hey, this business is running on so many levels and I want to learn more about it. So they're excited to come to work. They're excited to ask questions and empowering employees to be invested in their job versus just coming in and going home.
And somebody who wants to register for this event or any of the other events that we're talking about, I'm assuming the best place to go is to worcesterchamber.org.
Absolutely, Dave. Yep, that's the website.
All right. So that's Thursday, the Business and Government Forum. Moving on, getting through Memorial Day, things are opening up. you know, what's upcoming in June?
Yes, so we have our, this will technically be our first large live in-person event, like I said, post the rollback from the governor. So on Thursday, June 3rd, we'll be hosting our Breakfast Club event, which happens every quarter, and we are hosting it at the AC Marriott Worcester. So beautiful hotel right down the street. We're really excited. And we're also going to offer that hybrid though, Dave. So anybody, like we had talked about, that can't scoot out of the office in the morning or chooses to stay home, they can actually register on WorcesterChamber.org for the hybrid option. And then otherwise, folks can go ahead and register for the breakfast event. So we'll be being joined by our keynote speaker, Jane Swift, former governor of Massachusetts and now the president of LearnLaunch. We have Kate McAvoy, who's going to be our chief greeter, and we're going to be recognizing some really great businesses and folks within out the chamber.
Now, that's a great event, and obviously the keynote speaker there, the former governor Jane Swift, and the chief greeter. I mean, that's just a you know, it's something I think that people see on the schedule and will, you know, if they can't get there in person, will probably zoom in, because that's a great event.
It really is. We're looking to have full attendance, and the AC's really excited to have us. And this event hasn't happened since last March. Mm. So we're looking forward to it in person.
Awesome. And, you know, I'm assuming, you know, being a major Breakfast Club event, there's some sponsors and other, you know, other, I guess, salutes and things that are happening.
Yes. So our presenting sponsor for the Breakfast Club is Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Massachusetts. And our supporting sponsor is Rollstone Bank and Trust. And the friend sponsor is Country Bank of Worcester. So they really are helping to bring us all together, have this incredible breakfast at the AC.
Yeah. And anybody who's been to one of these Breakfast Clubs and, you know, having attended many of these in person, it's usually, in addition to the keynote speech, there's the chamber also, you know, honors and recognizes a number of individuals and businesses. So I assume that's the case this time as well.
There is. And I'm so glad we do this quarterly, because there are so many people and businesses that we celebrate throughout the year. So we have to split it up. But for June 3rd, we are going to be recognizing Jason Homer, who's the new executive director for the Worcester Public Library. Scott Casper is the new president of the American Antiquarian Society. Caitlin Corlan is the new president of the Worcester Restaurant Group. And Old Sturbridge Village is turning 75 this year, so they have a lot of exciting things out on their calendar, so check them out. TD Bank of Worcester is celebrating 25 years in the city. And lastly, Miles Funeral Home, 125-year anniversary.
Yeah, one of the oldest businesses in the city. So, no, it sounds like an awesome event. And then I know an event that I was looking forward to, the Game Changers in Business Conference, an expo coming up in the middle of the month.
Yes. So this is going to be virtual. So this is over a course of 4 days, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. from June 14th to June 17th. It is a jam-packed event every single day. We are so excited to have two incredible keynote speakers. Day one, we have Michael Curry, who's a president and CEO of the Mass League of Community Health Centers. And then on Thursday, we have a keynote speaker, Serge George, who's the Supreme Judicial Court of Massachusetts.
Yeah, it just sounds like an awesome event. Like I said, I think it's in its sixth or seventh year. Tell people about the conference. I mean, you mentioned the speakers, but you know, there's just so much that goes into this thing.
There really is, and appreciate the time to talk about it, because it's just so important, especially with the climate that we're in, specifically this year and in our world. So this year we're actually going to be talking about building on an equitable future. So we have panels on Tuesday, June 15th, panelists from Worcester that will be talking about Worcester's equity agenda. And then on Wednesday, June 16th, it will be the role of employers in an equitable recovery. So really focusing on, you know, bringing the business community together to learn about local innovations, business opportunities that all relate to building this equitable future.
Yeah, and it's such an important topic, and one that's on at the sort of the forefront of everybody's minds these days.
Yes.
So, and then moving on to the towards the end of the month, the warmer weather, time to get outside for the Chamber's annual golf tournament. One of two annual golf tournaments.
That's right, our first one. So we'll be kicking off Monday, June 21st. It'll be the 31st annual William J. Short Classic Golf Tournament. We'll be hosting this at Charter Oak Country Club. So it's a great day for folks to come out, to come with their employees, their businesses come together. And this also supports college scholarships for Worcester seniors. So it's fun, but it also has the great give back as well.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, anytime that the local business community gets a chance to give back and have a little bit of fun and mingling with other business leaders, it's a win-win-win for everybody.
It really is. And it's going to be fun. I know last year, this was one of the last events that we did before COVID really shut us all down. So this year, we're looking forward to having just the ability to golf freely. I do want to give a shout out to Liam at the Charter Oak Country Club. He has been just so flexible and gracious with so many of the changing regulations, and we've been going back and forth daily. So now we can just let our members know that they can just come golf and have a great time and help support our Worcester High School seniors.
And I'm assuming that there are opportunities for singles, for groups, for large groups, for whole sponsorships, all that sort of thing.
There are. So we do have whole sponsorship still available.
Say that three times.
I know, I can't, I won't. we have foursomes available as well as individual golfing spots available. Again, we no longer have that capacity limit, so the more the merrier for this. They can go to worcesterchamber.org to register, or if anybody wants to contact me directly for more information, it's ssilva@worcesterchamber.org.
How's the golf game, Stephanie?
So it's really bad. It's really bad.
But listen, at a place like Charter Oaks, you can't have a bad time.
Exactly. That's why I can't thank them enough. They're really helping me.
Awesome. That is Stephanie Silva, Programs and Events Coordinator for the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce. I'm Dave Nordman, Executive Editor of the Telegram Gazette. Thanks as always, Steph. We'll have to do it again.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dave.